Two more significations before we go to something far more interesting. Nishayan, Balinam. That is nine strong planets. We did this night strong,
yes,
day strong. We did Rapaksha and Chandra Paksha.
This is where we
stopped. This is where we stopped. I told you to do it.
Yes.
So why do I have to do it? We did this. Varsha, you see, is 7th house. Okay? Varsha Bala, 7th house. Masa Bala, 4th house. Vara Bala, 10th house. And Hora Bala, Lagna. Simple. So did you remember the simple thing? Will you remember? Whichever planet is in charge of Varsha Bala, whichever planet is having Varsha Bala or the day in which the year started in which you are born, put that right the planet over here. He controls the 7th house matters, all the people coming into your life and going out of your life. Okay? Then the month in which you are born, right on the planet over here. He is like Guru, he is controlling all your happiness and everything. The day in which you are born, write that planet over here. It shows what is your strength and weakness compared to Kavai, Arthi.
Abhyay.
Very good. Compared to what you are working. And the Hora Lord you write in Lagna. Simple. That is controlling the Kendras. No? That is the manifestation of God in the Kendras. Because time is God. What are these planets? These planets are time. And time is God. So this is how you are looking at God. And this and God is going to tell you good and bad things. Let us see. This is a chart. So you can see all these things. Prithi, you can see all. Lord of the year is Mangala. You use the Jiyohara software. Jiyohara software gives it. Sri Jyoti Star software gives it. All the softwares are giving this. So there is no issues. The moment you make your chart, you just look for this Lord of the Year and all that, you'll find all the four. Lord of the Year is Mars. So put Mars in the 4th house. Oh, sorry. Mars has to put in the 7th house, na? So technically you are looking at Venus over here. But the Lord of the Year is over here. So what does it indicate? What will you say about this Mars? Because the 7th house is your path, people you are interacting with, right? You think it is strong? You think it has a strong impact on him?
Yes.
Do you think Mars has a strong impact on him? First, simple question. Is Mars able to have a strong impact on him? It does, because his Lagna is Mars Lagna. And Mars is Lagnation 5th, so it's bound to have a very strong impact on the person. So, when the 7th house has a strong impact on you, you are bound to be spiritual. Because God is the one who is talking to you. This is time. These four planets are time. And time is God. So, when God is sitting opposite and talking to you, so anybody who's coming, like let's say you come into my life, then I think, oh, God has sent this guy. Oh, God has sent this guy. I must be spiritual to think like that, right? Okay. So, although you will see a strong Venus over here, will you recommend marriage for such a person? No, right? It's a bit dicey, isn't it? Because if the guy is going to be that spiritual, he sees his wife, oh God has sent you to me. What a mess. The moment you start seeing your husband or wife as God, you are in trouble. Okay. What about this? Lord of the Year is Moon. Okay? Where is Moon?
7th house.
Fantastic. Isn't that very nice? Very strong 7th. Excellent interactions. What else do you want to say about this? Anything else you can tell me about this? Can I say that the seventh house is strong in this chart? Because it is in the seventh. Unlike the previous chart, where it is in the 11th from the seventh and Badak from the seventh. From here it is Badak.
Yes.
Out here it is free, best position. From the seventh house it is in the best position. So God will generally support all seventh house matters. Will you agree with that? If I say time is God, then time is supporting seventh house matters. Good. How about this? Month, Lord of the month. Saturn is the Lord of the month. Where is Saturn? So is that good or bad? From which house do I have to see this?
Seventh
house. House is seven.
Month.
The month we have to see from? Fourth house. Now, how are these fourth house matters? Is it good or bad? It is bad. So for everything he has to fight. But will he win the fight or he lose the fight? He will win because Saturn is a malefic planet in the sixth house. He will win. But then for every little thing you have to fight. Is that good or bad? Fourth house matters, fight is not good. Fourth house matters, fight is not good. For seventh house matters, is it good? Same Saturn is also the Lord of the year. Is it good or not? Again third? But this is again Badak to that. We don't want. You see how the planet is placed from the Kendra Bhava. The more you learn to see planetary positions from a house, you will understand. Because at this stage, you are not in a stage to understand planetary positions. Although many of you have done Jyotish for many years, I'm discounting that completely. Because by now I've realized all the Jyotish you did was some nonsense thing from the internet. You did not learn properly. Had you learned, you would have understood. From the fourth house, which is Simha, Shani is a very bad planet. And then it is placed in the sixth house, even more problem. It is having Rashi Drishti, it is good. Like that, there are many things to see. Good and bad. So, time is God. So in a way you learn to see that time is God and He again is working through the four Kendras. That is important. You will not understand it fully unless you work personally on a few charts. Work on your own chart. You know your personal life. See your seventh house. Is God blessing it or is God kicking it? That you know. See your lagna. Has God blessed you or kicked it? Fourth house. By now you know. Parents, home, childhood, you know all that. See, study. 10th house, profession, career. Have you been very lucky? Have you been picked up like that? Or have you struggled, crawled for every little job? Has God helped you or not? See it for yourself. So this is how it is. Can we go on to something more serious? Because I don't want to waste my time on how to tell you Malayala because there's no point, they don't know. Yeah.
Short question. That actually was to my aunts, Shubha Chaitra Pratipada and Megashira Purnima. So what we should choose?
What?
These two charts were not people, but it was Shubha Pratipada, Chaitra Pratipada. Two variants of the year.
Yes.
This is Masa, two variants of Masa, Sankranti and Chandra.
Because Guruji now told us in Juvi, we know that there are two ways of calculating the spiritual matters.
Why are we discussing that in this class?
Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
Huh?
Ask the question.
I mean, these two charts, these two and next.
Which two? Tell me.
This is the chart is when Surya and this is their chart. This is the final one. We didn't see it.
Okay.
The previous two.
Okay, tell me.
This, you see, Surya is 0 degrees. So it's the variant when we find Mahasa Lord by Sankranti.
What is the name I've written over here?
Saura Masa.
What is Saura Masa?
Sankranti. I mean, Surya enters the sun.
So what is the doubt, sir? What is the doubt?
No doubt. There is a second way when we see the previous chart.
There are four different ways to make masa.
Sure. So what we should use?
Whatever you used.
You showed two variants.
Whatever used over here?
Here is Saramasa.
Good. Any problem with that?
And for the year, we should Chaitra Pratipada. So the two variants also.
Whatever done?
Chaitra Pratipada.
So then what is the problem?
And the previous verse is Megashira Purnima.
So which one should we use?
I don't know.
He is born in Megashira and he is born in Megashira Purnima. The Lord of the year in this particular case is Chaitra Pratipada, because that is the way it is for you and me. For all human beings, we use Chaitra Pratipada, excepting for spiritual people who are born in Purnima. There are two kinds of months. Have you studied calendars? You have. You have not.
So,
my problem is in teaching Brihat Parashara Ora Shastra to people who don't know Samanya Vidya. You don't know Panchang, you don't know which calendar we are using, we don't know which is the year, from where the year is starting, where the month is starting. What will I do? Shall I start from ABCD? How will I teach Parashara? Are you people not going to do any homework? My mistake is to show you people even one thing from a deviation. That is my mistake. If I show it, you will confuse yourself and kill yourself. Rather than thinking, why did he show it to me? Why is Guruji giving me this thing, knowledge? What is he trying to tell me? And what is the word I have used in that? See for yourself what is the difference. Did you know that there was a time in India when the year did not start from Chaitra, it started from Margashira? Yes. Read about calendars. When the year started and we were all following the Vedic life, Margashira was the beginning of the year. Narayan was extolled everywhere. And today it is only money. Chaitra, we have shifted completely. Makar Sankranti was so important for us. Why? It was the first Sankranti after Margashira. After Margashira Purnima, the first Sankranti was Makar Sankranti. That was a time in India 5000 years back. What a beautiful time, what a golden age. And now, the calendars that we follow are Chaitra, Shukla, Pratipad. Why? Because the yuga has changed. What is the new yuga? The new yuga is Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga, the calendar that we will follow is the Chaitra Masa. And again we will have spiritual calendar, which will be Shuklanta, that is from full moon to full moon. And we will have a material calendar, which is Amanta, which is from Amavasya to Amavasya. So spiritual people will follow the Shuklanta, Purnima to Purnima. And the material people who run after money will follow Amavasya to Amavasya. That is another yuga. If you have read calendar, you will appreciate that I at least use something to show you. So that, okay, now I must go and study that. You see the point? What was Narayan? What are the forms of Narayan? What are his names? Can I follow that system and make my life so wonderful? You study that. Why are we taking months Sankranti to Sankranti? Why are we not taking the months Amavasya to Amavasya or Purnima to Purnima? Can you tell me? What are the other forms of the months? Chandramasa. Do you know Chandramasas? Good. And what are the other forms of the months that we have? At least one more form, very common. Huh?
Sura's recognition.
That is what is Sauromasana. That is the example I have given. In the example, I gave examples so that you don't make mistakes. If you read it, why will you have a problem? Sauromasana. Sura means Surya. Chandra means moon. Go make a note. I have to study the calendar system properly. How can I be a Jyotish if I don't study calendar and Panchang? Okay? Alex, you are going to study, you are young. You have time in your hand. You have the advantage of time. So study, and I am alive. Ask me the questions. After I am dead, you can't ask me. Maybe you can.
Maybe I'll teach you how to ask.
Yes. Achyuta has said, how you can talk to the Guru after death? For the Guru never dies. Shunya Samhita. Gurus don't die. They are here to teach us. Only a fool sees the Guru in his body. The true one knows. Guru is knowledge.
Achyuta is right.
Okay, shall we continue or shall we waste more time on this? This is what, you cannot study this unless you study houses, planets. You see my problem? If I were to ask you, okay, can somebody tell me what is the meaning of moon in the ninth house? Want to try? Anybody? Moon in the ninth house, what is the meaning? Manas is in the ninth house. Means I took out my mind from my head and gave it to my guru. Look. No. I have for breakfast.
Fourth from sixth.
Fourth from sixth, tell me. Fourth from sixth, so? Tell me, so?
Maybe she...
If somebody has moon in the ninth house, what is the meaning? What are the predictions you can give?
Maybe mother will be a sixth.
भाग्य में माँ बैठे तो माँ बीमार हो गई. महाराज मून इज इन माई माइंड एंड मदर इज इट. देन व्हाट इज गुड फॉर्च्यून ऑफ मून?
विल स्टार्ट वर्किंग मनी
दैट यू नो
फॉर श्योर.
विल
ट्रैवल.
विल ट्रैवल वेयर?
Ninth house is the house of, also the house of travel, right? Moon shows speed, so it shows long distance journeys.
So moon in the third house will also travel, moon in the second house will also travel, moon in Lagna will also travel, moon in 12th will travel. Because the same logic is applicable to all places of the moon. It shows journeys, it shows travel, it is fast.
Yeah, but ninth house is the house of the world, right? So
this is the ninth house is the it is connected with the past world also. So this is the blessings of
What is the blessing? Moon. That you will have to work very early in life. That's the blessing.
Education will suffer.
Why is education suffering?
Because you have to work early.
But that doesn't mean your education will suffer.
Well,
you can work early and still have education.
Your formal education will still suffer.
You can do it later.
It is sixth from its natural house, so possibly the obstacle is the basic education.
Correct. Correct. In childhood, there will be a problem in your schooling education. Correct. Shabash. Application of mind. Because I have told one point, you repeated that. Ninth, tenth from that moon is sixth house. So, job will be early. So, then I caught you in the other points. I will catch you people. If you don't, if it is not right, there is no escape. You have to think logically. And you must also ask yourself, is this also applicable to 10, 11, 12, then how is it special? When a planet is in a certain house, you have to study its results thoroughly. And then only will you be able to... That's why I said, what will I talk to you about these results? What will I talk? You need to prepare and come. And where to prepare from? Saravali. Note it. From Saravali you have to prepare. Don't read 20 books. Read one book and read it well. Saravali. Particularly I am interested in the moon. Okay. Natural strength of planets. Can we go forward or not? What is the meaning of natural strength of planets? What do you think is natural strength?
Inherent strength.
Correct. The inherent strength of the planet. Based on? Based on your inherent strength.
Their gunas, nature.
Vakendranath, do you agree with him?
Direction.
Huh?
The strength of the planet as per the direction, the which direction
it is. That is Digbala. That is Digbala. This is Naisargika Bala. Naisargika is different from Dig. So can
it
you tell me?
It goes with the age.
Huh?
So based on the Saturn, the age factor, older, like example.
The older, the weaker or the stronger?
Which is
same. For example, Saturn,
is there signification?
Naisargika Dasha, to see that, you know.
Which is equal in nature for everybody, something like that.
Right.
Which is in nature, like, you know, which this karaka will be the same for everybody.
Really?
Something like
so you mean to say that wife is more important than children and mother is more important than wife and father is more important than everybody else? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Not like that. Say, for example, Jupiter for karaka for sun, so it is naisargik. For everybody, something like that.
So that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I thought you said. So that is why son. So is the child more important than husband? Ask a lady what she has to say. Yeah. Or is the mother more important than husband? Maybe it is. Huh? Father more important than even mother also, is it?
Every planet has the natural signal.
Okay.
Sun is the natural Atma Karaka, Moon is the Matra Karaka, Jupiter is Matra
Karaka. Mars is not Matra Karaka? No, you use the word, so I'm asking you a question. What? No or yes? Wrong. It is. Good. Show me how stupid you are. Open your mouth and let me know how foolish you are. Okay? Come on, somebody.
I think it's because of the energy, 12 Adityas are there. So okay. Where we take Sun as a Prajapati, and then Moon are there, and then 5 Tattvas, could that be that hierarchy?
In a human body, which is the most important? The mind is the king. So Moon should be number one. The soul will go where the mind goes. Soul is trapped. So that logic doesn't apply. Has gone. What is natural?
Brightness.
That's a good point. Very good point. So Saturn is the dull. Slightly stronger is Mars. Slightly stronger is Mercury. Has more bright light than Mars, is it? Who has more light, Mercury or Mars? Okay. We have a doubt. Does Mars have more light or does Jupiter have more light? Which is brighter?
Jupiter.
Not Mars. Which is closer to the Earth? Brightness is based upon the closeness, right? Brightness of any planet or star is based upon the closeness, proximity. Why is the Moon so bright? Because it's very close compared to the others. So it's not that. Anything else?
Maybe location,
like Moon, fourth
house, sun,
in ninth house. Sun is first house, not Father is sun. Natural is ninth is Jupiter. Nobody. What will I do? I thought you all know this basic thing. Natural significations. Parashara says that Saturn is the weakest, then is Mars, then is Mercury, then is Jupiter, then is Venus, then is Moon, then is Sun. This is the order of the importance in the mind of man. This is all in the mind. How important it is for you to collect trash? is it very important to collect trash? No. You take it and you throw it. It has no importance for you. Zero. What about this? Mars. Is it very important? What is the natural importance of Mars? How important a role does it play in your life? Fighting is very important for you? How many people are fighters out here? Just a few of them. How many people do you think are in the army or in the police? As compared to the population. Is it? Look at the natural signification of Mars. He is significant of the third house for fighting. Is it very important for you? No, it is not. Now think of Mercury. He is the significant of which house? The 10th house of playing. Initially as a kid it may be important, but later on it's not. Jupiter definitely assumes more importance because your fortunes are important, your dharma is important, your kids are important and all that stuff. And then comes Venus, because this is not just your spouse but all your relationships. Venus is not just spouse. And what is more important than Venus is your mind. That which gives you happiness. And what is more important than that? Your wealth, your earnings, your resources. Even if you are not happy, you go to work because you have to get your salary. How many people are there in this world who hate their jobs? They hate their jobs and still have to go to work because they don't have an option. The salary is important. Wealth, remember I told you, sun is the wealth. All the resources are coming from the sun. For resources you have to go. You don't have an option. Okay? Now, this is natural and this is very important. Whenever you have a doubt in two planets, which is more stronger, which is less stronger, or which is more important, which is less, two seem to be equal, you know. Shall I do this? Shall I do this? Shall I take this? Shall I take this? Use the natural strength. You decide on the basis of the natural strength. And what is more stronger than Rahu? Sun? It's Rahu. And what is stronger than Rahu? Ketu. That is not mentioned by Parashara. Now, this is something to do about dharma, you can read it. These are the four legs of Satya. Normally we talk about Chaturmurti, Vishnu and all that stuff at this point of time. You can read about this. The Lagna is Satyam. Fourth house is Saucham. Seventh house, Daya. Is it? Seventh house is Daya and tenth house Tapa. Did you get that?
Whenever you get it.
Yeah. So there are four, but I have not given the houses over here. Have I given it in the next one? No. No, no, no. Please note the houses. Lagna is Satyam. Fourth house, Saucham. Saucham is purity. Seventh house, Daya. Where is Daya? Mercy. Seventh house. And tenth house, Tapa. To work, to burn. So these are the four things that Narayan is looking at before you get moksha. So in Kali Yuga, we three are broken and one is left. Okay, nature significations. Ravi rules strong, stout trees with long life. Can you tell me which tree has got the highest long life?
Pardon?
Banyan tree. Devdaru. Deodar. Deodar has longer life than banyan tree. Which is the oldest surviving banyan tree on the planet? I believe there is one in Haiti and one in Karnataka. There is one in Karnataka which is supposed to be more than 2000 years old. Huh? Near Bangalore, huh? 2000 years almost, no? Oldest one, I think this.
No, it's there.
The oldest tree in the world, yeah. The oldest tree in the world is in near Bangalore. About 1000, 2000 years. Guy just doesn't die. Think about it. So the banyan tree is Surya. Shani, useless trees. What sort of trees does Shani indicate? Useless. You know the beautiful Doha is there. Doha, you understand Doha? Doha means a wise saying of a great one. Like Kabir, we had a very wise spiritual teacher called Sant Kabir. Sant is saint. Bada hua to kya hua, jaise ped khajur, patik to chaya nahi de, phal lage ati dur. Useless tree. So what? It's about big people. So what if the man is so big, like a khajur? Khajur is date palm. So what if a man is so big like a date palm? Pathik, when somebody else comes near him, he does not give him any shadow, any shelter. Shadow is shelter, you know, from the burning sun. And also the fruits, they are so far that you cannot reach another. Such people are useless in this planet. So-called big people, such big people are useless in this planet. They are a waste. Bada hua to kya hua, jaise ped khajur. Pathik to chhaya nahi de, phal lage ati dur. What is the value? Useless. Shani. Kisi ka kaam nahi hai. Do not become like Shani. Be of some value to the world. At least one person should thank you from the heart. Why are we doing Jyotish? So that hundreds of people thank us from their heart. And then somewhere that God will listen. Okay. Chandra, milky trees. Can you tell me a few milky trees?
Rubber
plant. Rubber plant. Good one. Somebody else?
Jackfruit.
Correct. Very good. Very good.
Coconut.
Coconut. Coconut se milk kahan aayega yaar? Have you ever cut a coconut tree and seen milk comes out? Dekha kab coconut tree sach mein bolo? Narik ped dekha? Kahan dekha?
Sir, movies.
Movies mein dekha.
Because I didn't say coconut.
Kisi ne bola coconut?
I said coconut.
Coconut tree, you said. I thought you said. That was after his blood. Coconut tree. So you said coconut tree. Milk will come out of coconut tree.
No, I have seen the market selling coconut
milk. I'm from Orissa. Our wealth was known by the amount of coconut trees we have. There is no milk coming out of coconut trees. Mars, bitter, bitter fruits, bitter things. Okay? Shukra, beautiful flowers. Beautiful flowers. The most beautiful flowers. Which is the most beautiful flower among them all? Lotus?
Lotus.
Extremely beautiful. Okay, then what else? Which flower do you like the most?
Jasmine.
Men usually specifically like flowers. Women should like the flowers. Because their shukra is more important. Because based upon the flower and that flower you like, your shukra will be stronger weak. So, if I know 27 flower trees for 27 nakshatras, based upon my Venus nakshatra, I can start meditating on one flower and my shukra will come. Think about what I'm saying, Justin. Flower is the finest offering to a lady. Women love flowers. It's Venus. Why do women love flowers? Can you answer that question now? People generally like flowers. Why do people like flowers? Akash Tattva, okay. Give me a solid reason. Okay, don't want to talk about it.
You said it because it's Venus. And so giving flower to the woman is like strengthening their Venus.
Excellent. I said it. But I did not say why. Okay. Good. You think about it. You think about it. Because there's some things I don't want to talk about in class. So, floral trees. So, flowers are very, very important for Venus. Keep that in mind. So, please try to make a list of 27 important flowers and 27 nakshatras. See if you can find them. So if I know that my Venus is in a particular nakshatra, I can get the flower from that particular tree and do something with that. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Cauliflower?
That is combust Venus.
Okay, guru is fruit-bearing trees. So you need to mark 27 trees that bear fruits in the 27 nakshatras. Okay? So this is all homework. If you do this homework, you can use it. Otherwise, it's of no use. But as such, fruit-bearing trees are good. Instead of sitting and doing all that and remembering all that, you know what I do? I go by season. Okay. Jupiter's in Taurus, mangoes. Summer season, mangoes. Like that. Jupiter's in winter. So, Buddha, fruitless trees. What are fruitless trees? Trees or plants which are just for hedges and things like that, which are there just for breathing. It's more for breathing, you know. Why are these, some of these plants you see? They're not going to have fruits or flowers or anything. They're just there. Lots of green, 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 that's all. What do they do?
They're
for air. Air. It's for breathing. Mercury is for breathing, huh? Mercury is for breathing. Mercury is very good for breathing. Here are some trees. Determine the karaka for these trees. For number one, Jupiter, you can see some fruits in that, okay. Because I showed the fruit out there. Right? Okay, number two?
Mangal.
Mangal, okay. Number three?
Sun,
that's a banyan tree. Okay, number four? Come on. Socho. No hurry. Think and answer. Tell me why. What is the logic? Do you think this can be a milky tree? Tarku milky lag raha hai. Is it a rubber plantation? Could be. If it is, then it is milky. If it is not, then it is useless Saturn. So we need to find out what it is, right? What about this coconut?
Useless.
Fruit bearing. Once planted, it gives fruits for 150 years. Three generations eat from that. And the beauty of that, you do not even have to bother that it exists. One of the rare, you don't have to bother here. No water, no thing. There go, kuch nahi karna. Every day just go plug the thing and sell it. 150 years. That is why it is called Shri Phalam. Okay, Lakshmi, 150 years she will feed you. And the milk, and in Puri, the milk from that, the coconut milk from that is used for tea and coffee. Coffee that they don't take, tea. Tea they take with milk from the coconut. Kamal hai. So that you don't have digestion problems. Otherwise gas hota na. Doodh se piyoge to chal. Okay. Now, Rahu signifies the chandala, one who works in the grave. Ketu shows mixed caste, means different things they can do. Capability of multitasking. Multitasking is Ketu. Multitasking is Ketu. Whereas Chandala or work associated with the death or dead bodies is Rahu. Why are Jupiter and Rahu fighting? Rahu wants dead body, Jupiter wants alive body. So it's a fundamental contradiction. There is one body, Rahu wants him dead and Jupiter wants him alive. So they are perpetually fighting. That is why they are fighting. So if you like dead bodies, Rahu is your friend. Ketu, Rahu and Saturn in that order represent Valmiki, etc. Now see the shloka.
It's a very difficult shloka, and all translators have done a fantastic job of the translation, which means basically you can never use it if you use the translation. You have to think. The shlokas are tough. Ketu, Rahu and Saturn in that order. That is the correct, what the translation I am giving is a perfect word meaning translation of the shloka. I do not give a translation just like that out of the air. I don't like that. I don't like that sort of translations. I struggle to catch each word. And where I cannot have an easy translation, I use the same word. You see that? I've used Valmika over here. So Ketu, Rahu and Saturn in that order are representing Valmika, etc. Now what is Valmika? Valmika is an ant hill or a mole hill. Okay? Hills, mountains and high mountains are signified by Ketu, Rahu and Saturn. So therefore in that order, did you understand? Small hills, mountains and high mountains. Can I ask, Everest is ruled by which planet? Excellent. Bhimtal is Ketu, correct.
Kailash.
Kailash will definitely come in Saturn, very high. So can we, how to remember this? Can I say that the mountains which are having ice on top are Saturn?
Coldness.
Correct.
Coldness.
I need ice. Huh? I need ice on top. Ice caps, ice on the mountain. That must be Saturn. Mountains without ice. Tall mountains, but without ice is Rahu. And mud ones, lower ones, where you can just climb up like that, one up and one down, like one up. Hills.
So the Leh-Ladakh, without any greenery, nothing.
It can be. See, I am not saying it is all depending upon the height. If it is very like small,
if you can climb hills.
Small hill, you can climb. You can take the sheep grazing. Right. You cannot take sheep grazing to Everest. Ketu means you can take the sheep for grazing. Godhuli will be there. Godhuli, the ant hill comes from Godhuli. The dust that is brought up when the cows walk. So all the dust is taken by the ants to make their home. Because ants cannot dig, so they are taking the little particles and making that. So that is how it is. That means where animals can go for grazing is indicated by Ketu. Dangerous mountains much higher, where only you can have rams and such mountain sheep go up. That is Rahu. Here, human life or any kind of life is very difficult. You can have. In construction, we will use the same knowledge in construction. Ant hills are made of mud. Ant hill is made of mud. Brick is made of what?
Mud.
Mud. Mars is not mud. We take the mud, we make a square and then we burn it. So building blocks of mud are ruled by Ketu. Building blocks of soft stone are ruled by Rahu and hard stone is ruled by Saturn. Hard stone, iron walls. Saturn. Did you understand? One shloka has got so many meanings. Umpteen meanings it has got. You have to just sit and think of the word used and you will see. This is all you can read. These are about clothes. Storm clothes are like Ketu, other things you can read. Metals. Garments, different color garments. See that Buddha, black silk. Black silk is Buddha. Here in the shloka. Okay? So these things you can read. I don't have to just sit and read this for you. These are the seasons. So you read all these shlokas and then after, come back after what? 45 minutes you'll need. Huh? 30 minutes. Excellent. You read it, then I'll come and ask you questions to know that you're ready.